اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابة اونلاين راديو empowering the ummah.
ويلكم يا ابو تبا. ويلكم.
السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Sirius FM as well as مركز صحابة, the voice of اهل السنه والجماعه, we welcome you to this program الفقه على المذاهب الاربعه, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. And alhamdulillah, this podcast of all the previous programs that we've been doing, you can find it on the website. And alhamdulillah, lots that we've been learning and lots still to learn. That is how we have to have this mindset of continuously learning. You see with your apps, you see with your different technological advancements, if you don't keep up with the times, you get left behind. Why, when it comes to our deen, we choose and we opt to be left behind. So all different topics, alhamdulillah, we benefit every week. Mufti Sahib gives us advice, Mufti Sahib tells us what to do, and a lot of research going into all of this year. So alhamdulillah, the date today is the 11th of Rabiul Awal, 1447. And today we'll be discussing the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as all of this. If you have any questions with regards to this, you can also send us a message on the number +27 84 786 3132. If you in South Africa, you can simply put in 084 786 3132. It's just WhatsApp messages only. And let us know what do you want to discuss in this particular program, under this particular topic only we'll be discussing, and that is surrounding the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we see the different names of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one name which we read this morning and we shared it with you this morning, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana Nabiyul Malahim, Ana Nabiyul Malahim." Malahim, and if you see the commentary that has been made by Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Mulana Zakaria rahmatullah alayh, this year is Malhama, and you will see one of the definitions also, Mulhimun. What does this refer to? It refers to jihad, and that will continue till the day of Qiyamah. And you can see in Gaza currently, as we're witnessing, almost 700 days, but the people of Gaza and the Mujahideen staying strong, and you're seeing the forces of Batil collapsing day by day, hour by hour. Alhamdulillah. So let us know what you think, what's your message, what's your question. 084-786-3132 is the WhatsApp number to dial. And save this number for future as well. Alhamdulillah. A lot of bid'ah as well, innovations must be dealt with as well. You have to inform the ummah what to do, what not to do. This is exactly because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa fihi, that whoever innovates into this matter of ours, that fahuwa raddun, then it will be rejected. So let's welcome Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum.
Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Where is Mufti Sahib currently?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't know if you remember, because you were born, you know, just before democracy or after democracy, but in the good old days in Transvaal, Pretoria, TP, T for Transvaal and P Pretoria. Johannesburg, TJ. So Transvaal, Johannesburg. Heidelberg, where I was born. So that is TH. So where was I and where am I? I'm in Noor. So what is Noor? N for Natal, and you are Umslanga rocks. But the Natal also now they're changing it, they're following Gauteng and they're following, so all those are Newcastle, N-N. Newcastle, you see? So that is how it is. But now they're changing it also, in the ending you will find Z-N. Zulu Natal. Now all the new cars, they gave them 2 years or something like that. And if they don't change it, then they will find them and so forth. So your question was, where am I? So I am in Noor. So Noor, Natal, and Umslanga Rocks. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, they asked him, that how's things in jail for you? They put him in jail because of jealousy, envy, hatred, malice, rancor. So he was Shaykhul Islam. So he said, مَاتِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِ الْعَذَابِ. Where you standing, you think I'm in punishment. But I'm inside. So Allah's special, special mercy is coming to me. مَاتِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. So that is a good answer to give to the question. Where am I now? I'm in Noor. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Mufti Sahib, jumping straight into the topic, a lot of people do not understand, especially the new Muslim, what is Maulud, Maulid, what is the meanings of this?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we go to that, as an introduction, we should know 3-4 things. Number one, the first thing you should know is today is the 11th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Second thing you should know, in Islam, the night precedes the day. So tonight will be 12 Rabi'ul Awwal, and tomorrow, Friday, 12 Rabi'ul Awwal. And with that, you can just add that Friday, tomorrow, day in Ghazwa al-Mubarakah, and day in Ghazwatul Gharbiyah, that the West Bank, and day in Ghazwa is day 700 exactly. That's what the Haaretz newspaper has also. So we should know that, we remember, very, very important, a big, big milestone. Milestone in this sense, show me one city, one country, one organization that could stand the might of America, Israel, Europe, and all of them, India and the Arab support dictators, and still continue fighting, and inshallah, Allah will grant them victory against all these Jutlas and Americans and Haramis and Ghaddar and traitors and treacherous people. So that is the Karamat, you see. Third thing you should understand is that every messenger prophet that came from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, from Adam peace be upon him, right to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus peace be upon him, he was the last messenger for the Israelites, you see. So they all came for a specific time and a place, like specific time, specific place. And that was the mandate they had from Almighty Allah. So human beings and jinn, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, فَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn. Jinn is the invisible creation, created from Noor, and they created from Nar, min Nari Samoon. So they created from the fire, that is smokeless fire, you know. So Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, teaches us, we must remember, if anybody wants that one day with the quotes of Shaykhul Islam, that the verse, فَاتِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُ مِنْ قِبَلِ الْعَذَابِ, is chapter 57, Surah Hadid, and verse number 13. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So why Allah mentioned jinn first? Because chronologically they were first, before human being. And then human being came, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. So why Allah created us? إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So they will worship me exclusively. They will serve me exclusively. Not that Almighty Allah needs us. But Allah forbids, but Allah Ta'ala, we must show our loyalty to Him. Every bounty, favor we enjoy is only from Almighty Allah. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنْ اللَّهِ. Whatever bounties, favors are recurring upon you comes from Almighty Allah. So this is enshrined in chapter 51, verse number 56. Chapter 51, verse 56. So now you needed the last, the final messenger. And that last and final messenger must be the best of the best of the best of Allah's creation in the entire universe. He must have a mandate from Almighty Allah that his message is global, is international, for all times, all places, all circumstances. So that is why Rabi'ul Awwal is so important in the life of a Muslim. You have Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have Maulidun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all this means the same thing, these are different words. Whether you call it Maulidun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the auspicious birth of the Master Mustafa rahmatullil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then in this very month you have the Hijratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam, they are spending 53 years of his Mubarak and great life, blessed life, day in Makkah Mukarramah, then made Hijrah, left Makkah Mukarramah for Medina Munawwara. So the last 10 years were there. So all that occurred in this month. Then there's ijma and consensus that the wafat and the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam took place. So therefore, I just give you 3-4 snippets of information that is very interesting, you know. So we never saw these people because, remember, they passed away so many years ago. But I have his books. Hazrat Maulana Manazir Ahmad Ahsan Gilani. Maulana Manazir Ahsan Gilani, rahimahullah. He wrote a book called Tadween-e-Hadith, Tadween-e-Fiqh. How was the fiqh and the jurisprudence compiled? How was the hadith compiled? So one day he decided, today I, Manazir Ahsan Gilani, want to write a letter to him, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lo and behold, whole night is writing. And then it became tahajjud time and now almost sehri time and ending time. So that 150 pages he wrote, and that book is printed, An-Nabiyul Khatam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seal of the prophets, the final messenger, the final prophet of all Allah. So this but one example. Second one, Prophet Sayyidatullah Shimma Bukhari, we didn't see him, we saw his students, and everyone was a master in lecturing. You see, that's what we break, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, Qari Hanif Multani, Sheikh Shah Abdul Majid Nadim, Maulana Abdul Shakur Dinpuri. So these are the people, the Shahji students, like, you know. So they met Shahji, Shahji means Sayyidatullah Shimma Bukhari, and they met him or they studied by him and so forth. So they used to call him Shahji. So Hazrat Shahji rahimahullah used to say, give me any topic on the life Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam, minimum I'll speak to you 4 hours continuously. So remember, Allah bless them with that knowledge and so forth and so on. How many people you must remember wrote poetry, wrote books, all praising the Master alayhi salatu salam, but still nobody can say enough is done. We have to praise the Master alayhi salatu salam. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam, greatest shair poet is who? Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, read his poetry, what he said. Ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. It is not that my speech or my poetry will elevate the rank Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rank, that Allah already did. Chapter 94, verse 4. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. That your name, nami, ismi, grami is such, we will elevate it. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, Allah jalla jalaluhu, then your name will be taken after that. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah Adhan. Ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati, lakin madahtu maqalati bi Muhammadi. But my speech gets elevated when I take the nami, ismigrami, honorable name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why we have this topic for today, because tonight is Milad al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the auspicious birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if people say, where's the reference for it? So the people who wrote the biography of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the good old days, like Ibn Ishaq and them, and his book, remember, is translated in English also, the Prophet ﷺ biography and so forth. So it's in Arabic and then translated into various languages. So, and if you see a hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, also he speaks about 12 years over. Although some ulama have objected to the hadith and so forth, but it's mentioned. So like that. And if you look at, you know, we have different types of ijma. One ijma is ijma ajilan and jilin, from one generation to the next generation to the next generation. Like how Quran Sharif, we know 100% is kalamullahi ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba, tabi'in. If you study, let me just give you an example, a nazir of this. If you study Imam Malik rahimahullah speak, and he jurisprudence, he had one usul, Imam Malik rahimahullah. And that usul, he called it, usul means principle, he called it ta'amulu ahlil Madina, the regular practice of the people of Medina. If you ask Imam Malik, where you said this, why you said this, we don't see it clearly explicitly in the Quran Sharif or in the Sunnah Mubarakah. He will tell you, I saw it in the ta'amul of Ahli Medina, there the greatest jurors and so forth. Another term Imam Malik got, Fuqaha, Esab'a, that the seven greatest jurors of that time, they all used to practice on it. So therefore I accept it as a hujjah. So if you study from long time immemorial, basically, that when 12 Rabi'ul Awwal used to come, so the Ahl al-Makkah remembered to get together and read the poetry and all that. I know because Sheikh Alawi Maliki was a member, he wrote the whole book on these things here. And at Alhamdulillah, I went to his house, to his dars, and if you see all the images and photos there, you fall on your back, you know. Now, I give you one example. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu honorable mother, that way she's buried in Abwa. Now how many people know that? Very few. And where's the exact location? So whatever happened to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Makkah, Medina, in between, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable parents and so forth, he'll have some information there on the wall and so forth. So like that you must remember, but it's academic discussion, but we accept it, remember, that 12 Rabi'ul Awwal, according to many scholars, was, you must remember, the Milad of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the auspicious birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what we mean. Like I can tell you now, I am 70 years old, and how many that I am 70 years old and 6 months. So how I know? Because I was born in Ramadan. So now my mother used to tell me, okay, you're the only one who's born in Ramadan. And they say, Dadima used to shout. Dadima means my paternal grandmother. She used to shout my mother that now you will give birth. How much problem for us and all that. We can't read enough Quran. We can't read Tarawih. You know, old people and dating, like you got the switch off and on button, you know. So now you can't speak with them because they will be excited. So just keep quiet. So remember, so like that. So for us, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as the final messenger, the best of Allah's creation in the entire universe, with the global international message as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, and verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Those people who translate Rahmatul Alameen as a mercy to humanity is an incomplete translation, an incorrect translation. Rahmatul Alameen as a mercy to the entire universe. Before this MBS and Murtad bin Shaitan and them came. So with Allah's help, Allah's fazl, Allah's great mercy, benevolence, I used to get chance many times with Allah's help to read Salat in Masjid Nabawi right in the first surf, you know. So we to go and we knew what to do to get in with Allah's help. So one day, so then I was facing the Muwajaha Sharif, facing the Darbar, the court of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And this Arab Sheikh and Alim is writing and writing and writing. So then I glanced and looked, he's writing poetry in the praises of the Master alayhi salatu salam, right in the praises of the Master alayhi salam. I just writing. when he finished, then I told him, Sheikh, in the Kanuska to Nukhra, you got another copy of all? He said, yes, here's a copy. And he gave it to me. It must be there in a madrasa or somewhere. It's like a blue file, you know. So if you can find it there, Mawzaid, it'll help us all. So the point I'm making, how many a person wrote books on the Master alayhi salatu salam, how many wrote poetry in different languages, but no one can say that that is sufficient, remember. So you see, here now I'm here in Dur. So I brought the Durra, you see, on Qasida Burra, a Durratul Farda, the Ghazal Mufti Rizal Haqsaf. So he's got a wonderful, wonderful discussion on Mawlidun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you read other books, you must remember, you will find. So great, great. Yeah, I met him also. So Sheikh Safiyur Rahman Mubarak Furi, hero Tahikul Maktoum, he was there in Medina University, I met him there. And another Sheikh was a very, very pious Sheikh, Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi. He wrote that a wonderful book, I got it, gave it to me. And even this Rahikul Maktoum, so it's called Had al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the green cover. So that was the Ashik writing about his ma'ashuq, about his beloved, remember that. This is Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi. He shouldn't wear the red scarf, he's from Jazair, Algeria originally. Is to wear the white scarf, white kurta, and white izar, and white socks. Whenever I saw him, always that was his uniform, you see. One day he invited us, we went to his house also, and so forth. So like that, I'm just giving you in Urdu, Siratul Mustafa, Mawlana Idris Kandelvi, and all of them. So how many books there are, but the Ummah doesn't read. That is the sad part. So therefore, we have to have these kind of programs to enlighten the people. Who was, who is, and who, what is the legacy of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why we discuss more.
Mufti Sahib, the Gregorian date, what was the Gregorian date when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born?
Before Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable auspicious birth, before Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you must remember that they are called Irhas. What's the meaning of Irhas? The extraordinary events that took place prior to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember, honorable birth, at the time of the birth, after the birth, and right till the time when Iqra Bismi, Surah Alaq, chapter 96, where the first 5 verses were revealed. So all that you call Irhas. Qabla al-Milad, before the auspicious birth, during the Milad of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ba'd al-Milad, right till the time when the Master alayhi wa sallam received wahi. I just give you 2, 3, 4 incidents quickly. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to the Ummah, Ana da'watu Ibrahim. When Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Balda Ka'aba Musharrafa, and he and his son, now they inspecting it, they went around 7 times. Then what they did? Then they made dua. Islam teaches us when you complete an action, then don't just go congratulate yourself and be happy. Always cry to Allah. Ya Allah, this humble effort. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Chapter 2, verse 127. And then he made dua. Chapter 2, verse 129. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula. Ya Allah. The Hijaz Mubarak, the Hijaz Muqaddas, never ever did they have a Nabi. Let the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take place in the Hijaz Muqaddas. It is the holiest and most sacred place in the whole planet, in the whole world. So let the greatest and the mightiest and the most beloved to you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak, honorable birth take place here in Makkah Mukarramah. Chapter 2, verse 129. So that, you see, is another da'wah to Ibrahim. For Bushra Isa, Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, gave great tidings of me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is enshrined also in the Quran. Chapter 61, verse 6, He, Jesus, peace be upon him, is telling humanity and posterity for posterity, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِيَاتِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدْ. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nami, honorable name 4 times in the Quran, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad once, chapter 61, verse number 6. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah praises Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most in the entire universe and creation. Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I am the one who praises Allah the most. Muhammadun fil ardi wa Ahmadu fi samah. Subhanallah. Said Nabi called Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the land and sand. And when the Master alayhi salam went for Isra and Mi'raj, he praises Allah the most also, on this earth also, and in the heavens and skies also. So how many unique features there are, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the third part of the hadith, وَرَأَتْكُمْ مِي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٍ. My beloved mother, Sayyida Amina, during her pregnancy and gestation, she saw the nur, radiance, effulgence emanating from her. She could see what that nur were, right into Sham, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, and so forth. Hadith in Mustafa Ahmad. So that you call Irhas. Prior to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak, remember what happens. That you see that 55 days in the month of Muharram, that he, Abraha, came from Yemen with his elephants. Allah forbid to destroy the Kaaba Musharrafa. And Allah Ta'ala destroyed him and his elephants and everything. To read Noble Quran, chapter 105, Surah Fil, the story and chapter regarding the elephants, that is Irhas. Then you see Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak takes place. Now you pose the question, Mawlana Zahid Khan, Damat Barakatuhum. Gregorian date, what time, what place, all that. So everything is documented. What time? So now the message of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what? Chapter 14, verse number 1. With Surah Ibrahim, لِتُخْرِجَنَّا سَمِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the nur and radiance and effulgence of Islam. Digress for a minute. Today what is happening in Gaza, tonight, tomorrow, day 700. Remember that the unintended consequences. People now 80%, 90% are gravitating toward Palestine. Now they're understanding the true Islam to a certain extent. They're understanding who are the real terrorists and haramis and prostitutes and prostitutes. And that are America and Israel and India and the Arab transport dictators in Europe and so forth and so on. So that has become the unintended consequences. The whole landscape has changed in the world now. How many countries are sanctioning Israel, all their politicians and their cabinet ministers, Belgium too, many others. So like that, you must understand this thing there. They want to wipe out and erase Islam. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ قَرِلْ بَعْدِهُ. Allah will let Islam prevail in the whole entire world. And Islam will take over. Even though the kuffar and the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. So the waqt of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time. What time was he born, Zahid Khan? 4:35 to 4:40 a.m. on the 20th of April, 571. Some ulama wrote 570, but better 571, but some wrote 570 also. So we say 571, Gregorian calendar, 20th April, day in Makkah Mukarrama, Sayyida Amina gave birth to who? To him, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there in Makkah. If you've been to Makkah, then you will know the exact place where the Master alayhi salam, Milad Mubarak, took place. These Najdis, Wahhabis, they want to just destroy everything. We've been with Allah's help several times to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, Riyadh, and all these places. If you go to Riyadh, you will find King Abdul Aziz, his shoes, his Rolls Royce and his car. His one Rolls Royce the British gave him. He was a sellout, he was a traitor to Islam, Abdul Aziz. They say that after him was Saud bin Abdul Aziz. Then was King Faisal bin Abdul Aziz. Then was Khalid bin Abdul Aziz. Then was Fahd bin Abdul Aziz. And then was Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz. Then was Salman, you see. So they all go under Abdul Aziz, that he was like the founder. So of the modern day kingdom, Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiyah, today you say the 4th of September, you will see what will happen in 2-3 weeks time. 23rd September, you must remember, 1932 was when the Saudi kingdom was established. So now they're going to have big, big celebrations. How they partake, they give everybody small, small flags. On that flag, you must remember, is written. I saw it my own eyes how many times. And I raised it with the ulama, they just make, yeah, 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 they do nothing. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Is there part of the emblem, part of the flag? So then when they finish, they just throw it. They throw the kalima, make tawheen of it. Straight away it's kufr, that you go out of the fold of Islam. So you must remember, that's what these Najdis Wahhabis do. So therefore Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua from them. So anyway, they call it, write it down, they call it Yomul Watan. Yomul Watan, remember the national day. Before, their old ulama, Bin Baz and all of them in the old days, and Sheikh Ibrahim and all of them, to say bid'ah, not permissible. But then, when the Saudi government, Najdi government, the Ali Saud put pressure on them, they say ajayib. They say, even last week's khutsuday said, al-ihtifal la yajuz. So I pose the question, you say ihtifal, that celebrations are not permissible, then how come you are celebrating Yom al-Watan? That you are there with the king, you are there with the crown prince, you are the almighty. You see that, and to promote it, and so forth. So how can you say one side is not jaiz and other side is jaiz? Tilka isn't tismatun diza. That's a very bad judgment you made, O Sudesh. That's a judgment that is not just, unfair it is. You see, so many upside down, double standards, hypocrisy you will find, and so forth. So come back to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What time? 4:35 to 4:40. Why? In Makkah Mukarramah, the best city, the best of Allah's creation. His Milad Mubarak is taking place. As Suhoor has ended and Subah Sadiq has started. To show the Master alayhi salam mandate that he will come with the global international message for all times, all places, all circumstances. To take the people out from the darknesses in which they were groping in and bring them to Islam. If I tell you, hundreds and thousands of people every month are embracing Islam in America, in Europe, in Australia, New Zealand, and the Western countries. So if you think it's exaggeration, go ask them. So that is there. You know, when the Shutlas is Mossad, they carried out 9/11 there, the Twin Towers there in America, and so forth. So then the Quran Sharif, the English translation, all that became the biggest seller, you see. That is among books and literature and so forth. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. This morning I was looking at the news, you know, to prepare. So Hind Rajab, you know Hind Rajab? The 5-year-old girl, 6-year-old girl, and what Allah is elevating her. When I think of her, I say, SubhanAllah. That today I read one, the person says, he's swearing Israel and non-Muslims. He say, look at Hindrajan. When that people, then an ambulance and that was speaking to her. He say, why are you not speaking, O Hind? She say, I can't speak. When I speak, the blood comes out of my mouth and it will fall on my clothing. And then my mother will have to wash the dress of mine. I don't want to give my mother the difficulty that she has to wash my dress filled with blood and so forth. 6-year-old girl, she changed the face of history. And that is what the Shuhada have done. And what 355 bullets or 335 bullets, whatever it is, that the Israelis, Harami, swines and pigs and monkeys and donkeys did. So remember, now they heard that we don't believe in it. But it's a good news item to use. So you must remember that in the Venice Festival and whatever, or films and arts and whatever, you is a big, it is the first time in history they had for 22 minutes an ovation, a standing ovation for the people who presented Hind Rajab story to the world. You see that? Now they're realizing how these people murdered the baby killers and haramis and swines, we call them. So that is what they did. The people crying, majority non-Muslim, shouting, Intifada, Intifada, uprise, stand up for Palestine, and viva, viva Palestina, from the river to the sea. Who can take all that? Nobody can take that away. So it's all documented now. So this is one incident. I think we can give 1,000 incidents in the past 700 days. And what about from 1947, 1946, when terrorism was invented by the Jutlas and the armies, whether it was the Irgun gang, or whether it was the Astern gang, or whether it was the Haganah gang. Now if you go, this hero, Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi, he says that because he spent so many years there, he passed away there and he's buried in Bahrain. He says very few people know this. When you enter Masjid al-Nabawi and you go enter from Babu Salam, door number one, you will see the Sifat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the attribute of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ana Nabiyur Rahmah. I am a Nabi, a prophet, messenger of mercy. Ana Nabiyur Tawbah. The word Ana is not there, just the attributes of it. I'm a Nabi, a prophet of Tawbah. Always that you can repent, but don't delay because death can strike. And La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never despair and become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. But I am Nabiul Malahama also, the Nabi of war. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed humanity and posterity. 27 ghazawat, he himself in nafs and nafis, he participated. You count from Badr and you still take to Tabuk, and before that and after that, so 27 remember. And Saraya, where the Master alayhi salam sent out, so 50 campaigns and missions that you go, like Muta. But they enjoyed that Mustafa did not go, but he sent out the Sahaba, you see that. So, Ana Nabiyul Malhama. If the need arises, we will fight. So, that is what this Ummah is all about. Mawqa-e Shanasi, Mardam Shanasi. Yesterday we had Janaza. So, something one Maulana did, so I told him, not Munasib what you did, you know. You should have done this Mawqa-e Shanasi and Mardam Shanasi. So then he just smiled. He's young Maulana, he's just growing up. Like, you know. I said, always mokwa ku sambal lena. You see that? So you must always, you understand, see which occasion you are. Is a janaza and you start speaking about nikah. I'm not saying somebody did like that, that is the example. So you maybe spoke right, but the occasion is wrong. So you must remember that. So you must remember, but he accepted it very nicely. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us all these things. So therefore we never get tired of speaking of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So 20th April, the year 571, in Makkah Mukarramah, and remember the time, 435 to 440, Subah Sadiq time. The Nurani message came from who? فَجَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُهُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah called the Master alayhi salam. Sirajam Munira, and the son Allah says Siraja. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says Sirajam Munira. The message of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still spreading Sirajam Munira. You see that? His Saudi regime, Kafir regime of today, after MBS and they took over, not before, but for them we say the Kufar, not Hukumatul Rashida, is the Imam. Tomorrow is Bandar Balila. I wonder what Bandar Khutbah he will give. So anyway, you must remember that. So if you go there, Safa Marwa side, you will see like a library there. If you're going towards Mualla, then you will see there. So I went right there. So your master, they go big board there. They want to demolish it. The Ummah rose up and said, go and do that. So they made it like a kali, like a small time library. So at that area there, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, you must remember that. So everything which they wanted to even demolish, you must remember this Wahhabis and all of them. They take out the Jasad al-Athhar from the masjid and so forth. And then our ulama, Hazrat Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri, and all of them, they made a delegation and so forth. Other ulama from the Arab world, they made big delegations and then. Because of Abdul Wahhab and all these others, and after that, they were crazy guys also, you see. So we must remember that Najdi. So Najdi, they showed how. So love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, I give you a jewel of tafsir and hadith. Love for Allah. Unlimited. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unlimited. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه بوالده وولده والناس أجمعين. You can never be a true believer until I, Mustafa, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, am more beloved to you than your own parents, your own children, your own siblings, all the entire human race. Hadith Sahih in Bukhari Sharif. Shaji, you know Shaji. Shaji was Shaykh Sayyid Abdullah Atawullah Shah Bukhari. So Sayyid Atawullah Shah Bukhari had a debate. You understand? With Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. You see? So he, Shaji said, who appointed you? You understand? Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. He said, Allah. He said, how Allah made you the Nabi? You see? He said, see, Allah says Ahmad in chapter 61. Take out Mirza, take out Ghulam, and take out Qadiani, then Ahmad. So this Ahmad in the Quran, chapter 61, verse 6, refers to him. So this is debate now, you see. Like how Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam said, looking at the star, looking at the moon, looking at the sun, Aza Rabbi Yad. So he said that Allah Shah Bukhari, Tawalim, you harami. Then it means I take out the name Sayyid, and I take out the name Bukhari, then I'm Allah, and I'm Allah, I never appointed you, you harami. You see, and then Shahji gave one secret away. Shahji said, Shahji means him, Sayyidatta Allah Shubukhari. You need to be an ashiq. You need to be a true lover. Inna al-muhibba limay yuhibbu mutibu. When you truly love, then you will truly obey without any question. So Shahji said, you harami, when never remember since I became baliyat, that I took Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nami, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, name, put out huzu. But today, to take your name, I don't have huzu because you khabish, you're not pure, you're a shaitan and you're pakka kafir. Then you must remember Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri rose up. We celebrated student of Sheikh Allah Kashmiri for Khatmin Nubuwwat. And I was there, subhanallah, we were studying. And on the 7th of September, Z.A. Zulfiqar Ali Bhutto went on TV 1974 and said, Qadiani is a non-Muslim. Then Hazrat Allama bin Nuri came 34, 35 years consecutively, he made itikaf there in Masjid Nabawi. Sheikh Ibrahim Khalilullah Mullah Khatir, big, great alim of Medina. I went to visit him, then he asked me where you studied. I said, they were Sheikh bin Nuri's madrasa. He said, I sat with Sheikh bin Nuri 11 times in itikaf there in Masjid Nabawi. He told me himself. Then I told him, Sheikh, now he give us some barakah, he give me some nice, wonderful books on the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and whatever was. So he wrote about 3-4 books himself. So on the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So the point I'm making here is this. So then, one day after Taraweeh, we were sitting there. And then who came? Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood came, Sheikhul Azhar. So we saw him there in Karachi also. And now he came, you must remember him. And he said, now we know first year and all that, we don't know whether we're coming or going. Mahada, Hada, Jidar, Mahadi, Yadisa. What is this? This is your wall. What is this? This is your watch. That is basic thing. And he told something, then he was crying. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri was crying and all of Maraj al-Bahrain and both weeping, sobbing like small children. So Allah shukar, Allah's mercy, one Pakistani alim was there. We asked him, kya hua? He said, he, Sheikhul Azhar, says that I saw in the dream Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he instructed me, go and tell Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, I'm very pleased with him, what he did for Khatmin Nubuwwat. So that is our job. That's why we got Marka Sahaba. Namuse Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Namuse Ahlil Bayt. Namuse Sahaba. Katahakkuz karna farz or wajib. To protect the honor, dignity of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is compulsory upon us. To protect the honor of the family of Nabi alayhi salam in the household. Today when we start here, Shia talk nonsense about Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, then we have to stand up and defend their namus and honor. When they talk nonsense of Amir Mu'awiyah, first Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Usman Ghani, and about the Sahaba and Amir Mu'awiyah and his father and mother, Abu Sufyan and Hind, so remember, radiallahu anhu, then we have to stand up. If we're not going to stand up, who's going to stand up? So that is our message. Remember that, that the more we speak, man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikrahu. The one you love, you will take their name and nami so many times. You married new now, Mona Zahid. Example, I'm saying. 6 months, 1 year. We know now you got children in this example. But when you newly married, then what happens? Just to take the wife's name, you get lazzat, you get halawat. You see, that sweetness comes. Why? Because you love. So Sahaba understood that the more we take the name of Allah Jalla Wala, the more we take the name of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah will give us that Muslim. See, just now every time up, I'm looking at my watch, 5 minutes left. Let me give you one, and then it will tie in so beautifully with what's happening with Hazra. Then you will understand who is the Yahya Sinwar, Rahimahullah. Then you will understand who is Ismail Haniya. Then you will understand who is our leader and founder of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarullah Marfadahu. They are, mashallah, Hafi, Sheikhs and all that, you see. From young age, the love for Quran was embedded in their hearts. So Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, is putting the Ummah through a test. Are you going to pass this test or are you going to fail this test? 80%, 70% of the Ummah failed the test. I am not the judge, you be the judge. Allah is the judge, but see. I read for you and you work it out yourself and see. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us in Surah Tawbah, okay? And Surah Tawbah is chapter number 9, verse 24. Chapter 9, verse 24. Full. Sayyu ya Rasulallah Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in kana aba'ukum wa abna'ukum wa ikhwanukum wa azwajukum wa ashiratukum. 5 Allah has mentioned. Your parents and your children and your siblings, your brothers, sisters, your spouses and your families. How many? 5. 3 more. وَأَمْوَالٌ اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرُضَوْنَهَا. And this wealth which you accumulated, your billions and billions and so forth. وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا. And your business, you fear there will be a downturn because of TT. You know TT? Plums, terrors, the pedophile, the rapers, the harami. So you fear you're going to lose business. وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا. And your palatial homes. We stay here in Noor. And what houses we stay in, you see. So that we never dreamt in our life we will stay in them. So Allah Ta'ala. So how many items Allah mentioned? 8. See what Allah says. أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Any one of those 8 is more beloved to you than Almighty Allah Jalla Wala Himself. وَرَسُولِهِ. Any one of the aforementioned 8 is more beloved to you than Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلٍ. And any one of you, that is 8, one of them is more beloved than striving the path of Allah, da'wat in the path of Allah, qital and fighting the enemy in the path of Allah, like what our brothers are doing, Hamas and Jihad Islami and all others. So whether it be in Sudan, or whether it be in Kashmir, whether it be, you must remember, in Gaza, whether it be in Pakistan, or Libya, or wherever it is. So, any one of them, then if that is more beloved to you, فَتَرَبَّصُوا, then wait. Wait for what? حَتَّى يَأْتِي اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Till Allah Ta'ala unleashes His punishment. For I am posing a question to you, man to man. One to one. We can't say exactly, but use the term majority, minority, just to be on the safe side. If you just take this verse, chapter 9, verse 24, and you ask myself, yourself, and the Ummah at large, the macro, how many percent will be passing the test in this verse here? That Allah Jalla Wala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, jihad, is more beloved to everything of this world. What do you think? Is majority or minority?
Minority.
And is it a big minority or is it a small minority?
A big minority.
So you must remember that I don't think you understood the question. You will say it's a small minority who will pass this test. It's minority, so minority can mean 40%. And if you say big minority, then it will be say 45%, 40%. But I will put it down as a small minority, 20-25%. But Allah is the sole judge. You see, majority, we will fail this test. The love of dunya, the glitter and the glamour of this world has now saturated our hearts. Therefore, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why we needed the final messenger to teach us what is the real purpose of life on this earth. So we will conclude today the Siratul Nabi, Miladul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this hadith. The Master alayhi salam said, "Hubbu dunya ra'su kulli khatiyah." The excessive love of this world is the root cause of all the vices and sins. 8 billion plus people, 7 billion don't know whether they're coming or going. They don't even know their gender properly. Allah Ta'ala made them Eve, they want to become Steve. You find Madam wants to become Adam. Adam wants to become Madam. You see. So confused they are, and their fuses are blown in the process. So we must be. I'm telling you and Suleiman one nice lesson, then I finish. Yesterday we were there in Masjidur Rahman, okay? And that is Durban North. So we gave lecture and dua and everything. People came to meet and I said, Alhamdulillah, Allah rewarded the trustees, the imam, the musallis. So one plus one imam there, he is Mufti Hamza Faruqi. He's from Malawi originally. I always used to think he's a Mehmet, but he's not Mehmet, you see. But he reads Quran and naturally beautifully. So then he came. And one white person came to me. He said, Mufti, I always wanted to meet you, you know. I listened to you on the radio and so forth. I said, Alhamdulillah. So then he, Mufti Hamza Faruqi, came. He told that white brother who was a revert, that tell Mufti that what are the best words you like? After you embrace Islam, Suleiman, the Mawzaid, which words you like the most? He said, he spoke loud then. He said, the best words I like are Jutla and Jutli.
From us in the team, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Welcome.